Okay, in this video we are going to look at a profit max problem that's found in my math lab where we have to maximize profit by the choice of two variables, advertising A and price P. And this has the function I'm going to use. It's one of the examples found in the book is pi of A and P is equal to 4AP plus 50P minus 9 times P squared minus 1/10 A squared P minus 1/10. So the first thing we have to do is find the first order conditions or the first derivatives. So we take pi sub A and we get 4P. Next time we see A is 1/10 A squared P becomes 1/5 AP, and that has to equal 0. Then we take the derivative with respect to P and we get 4A plus 50 minus 18P minus 1/10 A squared, and that has to equal 0. Now note this second equation in particular is an interesting two-variable quadratic. So this one is going to be a bit of a challenge. And what we have to remember is that we need to find the values of A and P that make pi sub A and pi sub B equal 0 at the same time. So we're going to have multiple solutions when you have a quadratic show up in your first order conditions. So the first step is let's start with the first one, pi sub a. So we know that pi sub a equals 4p minus 1/5 a times p, and that is equal to 0. So what we'll do is we'll factor out the p and we get p times 4 minus 1/5 a equals 0. So we need the values of P and A that makes this equal to 0. Well, clearly, if P equals 0, 0 times anything is 0. So we know that P equals 0 is one of the solutions. The other way this will equal 0 is if the bracketed term, 4 minus a fifth A, equals 0. And that occurs when A equals 20. 20 divided by 5 is 4, 4 minus 4 is 0. So now we know there are two solutions, P equals 0 and A equals 20. So that is just for the first equation. We need to find the values where pi sub P equals 0 for when P is 0 and A is 20. We have to have both equal to 0 at the same time. So what is our next step? Since we have two solutions from the first equation, we now go to work on the second equation. So what we'll do is we'll use P equals 0 to find A for pi sub p equal to 0. Then we're going to use a equals 20 to find p for pi sub p equal to 0. Okay, so we have to do this one piece at a time. So let's start with the first piece. So we know that pi sub p equals 4a plus 50 minus 18p minus 1/10 a squared, and it equals 0. So if we put in for p equals 0, we get left with 4a plus 50 minus 1/10 a squared equals 0. So that's when I put p equals 0 here. Okay, now this gives us a simple quadratic equation with a. Now, to clean up the fractions and make it a little easier, I'm going to multiply both sides by negative 10. And that's going to give us a squared minus 40a minus 500 equals 0. So that makes it just a little neater. You don't have to do that. You can use a quadratic equation on the original form. So we can either use quadratic equation or we can factor it. And if we factor it, we're going to get a minus 50 times a plus 10 equals 0. And you can check. Negative 50 plus 10 is negative 40. Negative 50 times 10 is negative 500. So now this gives us two stationary points. The first one being, so for A and P, we get 50 and 0, because we started with P equals to 0. And we get negative 10 and 0. So there are two of our stationary points. So let's go back up here and now go and try to find where pi sub p equals 0 when a is 20. So what we're going to do is we're going to substitute a equals 20 into pi sub p. So we will get pi sub p equals 4 times 20 plus 50 minus 18p minus 1/10 20 squared equals 0. Okay? Now that will simplify us down to 80 plus 50 minus 18p minus 40 equals 0. If we collect some terms, we get 90 equals 18p. So 80 plus 50 minus 40 is 90. Take the 18p to the other side, and we get p equals 90 over 18, which is 5. So now we have the last of the critical points, which is A and P equals 20 and 5. So this gives us a total of three critical points, three stationary points. Three stationary points, which are 50 and 0, negative 10 and 0, and 20 and 5. Okay, so normally in a pure mathematical problem, we would have to solve for all three of these. However, this is an applied problem, so let's take a look. It makes no sense for a profit maximizing firm to have a price of 0. So also, the second answer, negative 10 and 0, means that the firm charges a price of 0 and gets paid $10 for its advertising. That also doesn't make any sense in this context. So we can rule out the first two. That leaves the last one as a possible candidate. So those are the only two with realistic numbers. So what we have to do next is check the second order conditions. Okay, so the second order conditions. Now we're looking for a maximum. So this is going to require that pi AA be less than 0, pi PP less than 0, and pi AA times pi PP minus pi AP all squared is greater than 0. So let's get to work. So when we take the derivative of pi sub A from above with respect to A a second time, we get the answer negative 1/5 P. Now we're evaluating this at P equals 5. So then pi AA at our particular point will equal negative 1 and is less than 0, which is what we're looking for. Now we take pi sub P from above, and we differentiate it again with respect to P, and we get a constant, negative 18, which means it's true for any value of A or P. So this is also less than 0. So now we've got the first two parts, which is pi AA is negative, pi PP is negative. Now the crossover effect. So we want to find pi AP, which will equal pi PA by Young's theorem. So we differentiate either pi sub A or pi sub P from above with respect to the other variable A, and we get 4 minus 1/5 A. Now we're looking, evaluating at A equals 20, 4 minus 1/5 of 20 becomes 4 minus 4 equals 0. So our last step, check the condition pi AA times pi PP minus pi AP squared, and we put in, what have we got for this guy, is negative 1 times negative 18 minus 0 squared, and that will equal, now for people looking at home, let's make it a little better handwriting, 0 squared gives me 18, which is greater than 0. So we meet all three conditions we were looking for a maximum. Finally, what is the max profit? Well, sub A equals 20, P equals 5, into the original profit function, which from above we know is that pi equals 4AP plus 50P minus 9P squared minus 1/10 A squared P minus 110. So substitute in 4 times 20 times 5 plus 50 times 5 minus 9 times 5 squared minus 1/10 times 20 squared times 5 minus 110. Remember to follow your BODMAS rule properly, and you should get pi equals 115. So that is the maximum profit, or the maximum value of the profit function, for our solutions A equals 20 and P equals 5. Okay, so let's stop there.